Hey, it's Arslan.
Hello, this is Arslan speaking.
It
Yes, Arslan, this is Sheldon from Notebook Writing.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to call with Baman as well. I'm going to connect you through, and we had a call
Great.
scheduled for 4. I think he told you about it as well. Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool, I'm going to put you through. Hello, Baman? You still there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still
Hi.
here. Hi, Kubi.
Yeah. Okay,
Shannon, we are ready to go.
Perfect. Please check your mailbox. You both should have
Yes,
a
I see
mail
it.
from me. Yeah. Open that
Yep.
up. That should have a presentation.
Yep.
Oh,
Yep.
hold on a second. Let me go get it. Let me go to my desktop. Hold on.
Okay, perfect. Take your time. Let me know
Sheldon, where are you
when you
guys
have my
based? Because
open.
I thought you guys were on the East Coast. What time zone are you in?
What time zone am I in? It's the same. It's 2:04 at our end.
Oh, so when you said you had a meeting scheduled for 4, what did you
Yeah,
mean?
four, that's your end. He told
Well, my
me
dad's on the East
EST.
Coast. I'm on the West.
Yeah, he told me East Coast, so I scheduled that accordingly, yeah.
Oh, got it. Well, it's 5 o'clock on the East Coast, but that's
Okay,
okay.
I have it.
I see.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so open the presentation. Let me know when you have it open. No, I'm waiting for Bauman to open.
Open.
So, Arslan, if I recall correctly, when I was talking to Bauman last time, you originally did the, marketing and social media handling for the first book, right?
Yes.
Yes. How did that go?
It went well. We learned a lot. We made a YouTube video. I created my own a customized channel for the page. I created a customized Instagram for the page. I redid the pricing on Amazon. We've been promoting the book in person. My dad got an incoming call from someone to be on a podcast where he gave an interview on the book. So as far as we're concerned, it was a success. But because this is a series of books, we've also wanted to make sure that we at least wait until at least two of them come out so that we have a more concerted idea for how to market this as a series of books, an anthology, rather than just one book. So the larger push for marketing has not actually started officially on our end. We're just waiting for Noam to finish publishing the second book. And then we'll be using our direct channel, our direct Instagram, our direct social media to
I
meaningfully
see.
promote the content.
I see. That's great. Actually, that is what I'm trying to look at right now. You please tell me what the Instagram, is named by?
At Persian Wars Books.
At Persian War Books. Okay, perfect. I have it. Because basically what I wanted to do is I'm going to talk to you as well, but the main person who will be talking to you would be our marketing expert. He'll
Okay.
here with me as well, so he would
Great.
help you and, guide you accordingly to the presentation that you have. So once you have that open, let me know. I'll put him through, and then we'll take it
I'm
from here.
ready.
Okay, Bahman, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Just give me a moment. Let me put him through, and I'll stay on call. If you need anything from me, I'll, give my
Thanks.
input. Okay, please hold a moment.
Hello guys, this is Max Carter. I'm the social media expert over here at Noam Book Writing. How are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yes, I'm writing that. So basically, do you have the proposal right in front of you as it opened?
Okay.
All right. So basically, I was having a brief.
Excuse me, I can't hear you. Could I ask you to please pick up?
All right, no worries. So I was going through the social media marketing efforts you guys have done on the social media platforms, and I just realized that the book seems good, and the creative, the book trailer, it was also good, very good indeed. But the views on it, basically people are not getting it through. People are not watching those things because they don't know. So let's move to slide 3 and let's continue. So,
okay.
You see, I've written here that people might want to read your book. The problem is they don't know about it. So that's all about marketing, that we have to get to know people. We have to tell people that there was a book available they might be interested in. We have to create the interest, and we have to show visuals. We have to show creatives. We have to make them the urge to read the book. Because social media marketing is all about people. While the platform may change, the main key focus, it always on the people and how you have to reach them, what are your product target audience, where are the people available most, at what times they are available, and how you can read your message in front of them at the right time, at the right place, in the right way. All right? So what we are going to do, I've developed a strategy for you guys, and I'm just going to give a brief about it. So first of all, we have to do a channel evaluation. All right, I'm at slide 5 at the moment. Can you pass please go to that?
What did you say?
Slide number 5.
Yeah, we're ready. Just go through it. We're here.
Okay. So basically, first of all, we have to evaluate the channels, all the channels that your book can be on. For example, it's YouTube. The trailer I saw on YouTube, it's pretty good, but the problem is that only 103 people watched it. The views are 103 only, and we have to escalate those views. We have to make people watch it, and we will be doing a couple of things regarding it. We have to promote it. We will be running paid campaigns on it so that more and more people watch it and more people take interest in your book. So the current situation is that the second volume is going to be published soon, but people haven't read the first one. So obviously, when they will read the first one, they're going to move towards the second, right?
Well, actually, that's not true. This is not a sequential series. I understand what you're saying, but it's an anthology of books, and so you don't necessarily need to have read the first one before reading the second one, but of course, it's part of a series, so I understand what you're saying, that you want to remind people that this is book 2 out of 2. But yeah, I take your point. Go on.
All right. So this thing, to be honest, I didn't know about it, that you don't have to read the first book in order to read the second. So while marketing, when the person sees the cover, he's seeing Persian Wars 2. So obviously he's going to think the image in his mind is going to be that he has to read the first one too. But we're going to convey this message as well through marketing that you don't have to read the first one first. You can read anyone you want. All right, so this thing can also be covered.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we're going to select the target audience, the people who are interested in books. Because your book, the first impression I got when I saw the title was that it's a fiction book. All right, so we have to tell people that it is a fiction book, but it is not a historical fiction, and it is concerns on the current affairs and the stories. And as long as I've read the manuscript, it seems very interesting. So we have to, first of all, we have to tell people it's all about that, and we have to select the most target audience. For example, if your book is you're going after, there are Persian phrases as well in the book, then. Just like the trailer, you have entailed the images in it. We will be using graphic designing. We'll be using creatives to promote the book. We're going to take some small snippets from the book, and we will be creating interest in that. And the copywriting comes. There is a big book. There's a large book, and we will be trying to create the exact urge, like selecting small phrases, selecting small characters of the book, portraying them and showing them that this is the character, he does that. Do you have any idea what he does next? You don't, you have to read the book like that. All right? And
okay.
One more thing that we do is we will be managing a community. We will be managing a community, and we will be listening what people want. For example, there is a person who wants to purchase the book, but Amazon is not available in this country. So we will be listening to them, and we will be providing the alternate alternatives, right? And we will be sharing the trailers and every other things we will be designing, and we will be spreading the whole content to as much people as possible, all right? So obviously, when people know they have they have the interest in the book, they're going to read it and they're going to order it. So basically, there are five stages of a consumer buying behavior, which is interest, desire, awareness, engagement, and advocacy. So we will be running a long ride toward the process. First, we will be awareing the people that there is a book. Then, through the creatives, through the trailers, we are going to create interest in people. And then, at the end, we're going to move towards conversion. We will be driving traffic directly to the social media platforms, your Amazon page, or any other publishing platforms that are available. So let's move towards the process slide. It's the seventh slide in the presentation. So although I also mentioned that, first of all, we'll be creating an awareness. So paid campaigns and organic awareness are going to work for us in the first step. The second step will be for likes and followers and for engagement. We're going to grab a community. We'll be the Facebook like, as I was saying, the Instagram followers are really low. So we'll be increasing the Instagram followers and as long as we'll be establishing the community. And at the end, it's going to go towards sale, as we will be driving traffic directly towards your landing page, the place where your book is published.
Okay. I have a question. I am still the old world, not really understanding the social media.
All right.
How do you get people who are specifically interested in this book, or reading in general, and then the subject? And whatever. Let's say you have the most elaborate campaign, and 500,000 people to sign up because the pictures are pretty. How do we make sure that those, or at least 10% of them, are really interested in reading, buying, and then reading this book?
All right. That is a good
question. How do you target that?
So basically, we are going to move toward the personal interest. For example, if a person is interested in books, he's going to search books from his social media. He will be liking pages regarding books. So Facebook, what Facebook basically does, Facebook is noting each individual's behavior, what they're doing, what they're spending the time on the internet. They are noting it. And exactly the same way, Facebook is going to show your ads, your paid ads, to those people who are interested in books. For example, I'm giving you an example. For example, you Google something. You Google today that you want to buy T-shirts. You're looking for T-shirts. A couple of days ago, you will start seeing ads of T-shirts on your news feed, on your Facebook feed, on your Instagram feed. So that's how the algorithm is working. The people who are interested in one thing, they're going to see the things relevant to them. So we're going to target the people who are interested in books, who are interested in historical fiction books, who are interested in fiction books, and all those people who are reading, who are good readers, they're going to see your ads. So obviously, they're going to take interest in it.
I have questions regarding specificity. Dad, did you want to go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead.
My question is basically my question is basically the proposal is very vague. You know, I agree with everything you're saying about what marketing is and what social media marketing is and why it's important. That's all very obvious. But also, there's nothing in the proposals that specifies exactly who the team is, what experience no one specifically has, how. You know, because what you're talking about with regards to Facebook targeted ads, anybody can do that. We can do that ourselves. There's nothing in this proposal about budgets or timelines or anything. So when you keep saying we do this, we do that, who is we? Is it how big is your team? Do you have experience? What are your preferred platforms? Do you use Facebook more than Twitter? How do you work your relationship with Amazon like? Those are the specifics that we need to make a decision.
All right. So basically, the thing is that if you have a team approximately consisting of 20 to 25 individuals, and each of them has a specific job. I haven't then the details exactly according to your book, because that's going to be done once you are on board with us. Because we will be evaluating the channels. And the, first of all, I'm talking about the channels. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, every platform related to book. We're going to evaluate it and tell you the best channel on which your target audience is most likely to be available. For example, if you're going for 4 channels, you will be doing Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube. All those are options. Right? And apart from that, the target audience, the graphic design, we're going to do all those things. There was a specific dedicated person to every part of the job. There's a graphic designer. There's a copywriter. There's a person who is running the paid ads. Obviously, these things can be done by yourself. You're right about it. But then the professionals are doing, they are the people who have done master's in business administration, especially in social media marketing. Those are going to do. They know a vast knowledge. They've been running these things from a long time, and I will also be showing you the links of our current clients so you have an idea how we work and what we are working. So by we, I am representing my company, the social media department of my company.
Okay, I understand. The other question, though, is because we had a similar conversation about 6 months ago when it came to the marketing the first book, and when the subject came around to whether Noam was going to put their book or the trailer for Persian Wars 1 on Noam's YouTube channel, the representative at the time went to YouTube and the channel didn't even exist. It had been taken down. So my question to you is I understand that you have a very skilled team and a team of professionals, and I'm sure you guys do the actual tasks very well, but my question is, what kind of reach does Noam specifically have? Like, do you have Like how many followers on Instagram does Noam have? Do books get marketed successfully through your existing marketing reach as a publishing company?
No. We are not going to market your books part of our publishing company. We will be marketing the books as your individual brands. We will be creating a page with the name Persian Wars Books, and then we will be grabbing audience on that page. You will have the complete ownership of that pages. All right. If you are marketing it from our platform, that would be a service, and those pages, they will be ours. They will be our property. But the pages we're going to create, they will be your property. All right. And since you have the ownership, you can post on it as well. If you think there is a content, and our content team will get in touch with you. They will be sending you monthly calendars and getting them approved by you. So we have sent you a month's worth of postings. You have gone through them, and you think that there are some changes. We'll change them for you. And the page, they will be like assets for you. They will be assets for your book. Like a website is an asset of your book. That way the social media platforms will be the assets of you. All right? And they're going to be gradually increasing. So if you market them on our own social media channels, so that's not going to work, because then you won't have the ownership of those assets. But this way, we're going to give the ownership to you.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. Would this, the marketing, the social media thing, be under my name or under the book's name? Like, Asim has already set up the Persian Wars Instagram account. Is that the one being promoted or my social media? And then, part two, what is expected of me personally to do? I don't like social media. I don't want to have to keep taking pictures of my food and putting it on Instagram. Do I have to do the same thing if I have to sell a book?
No, basically, there were two options. The option number one goes for that we are creating the pages by your name. And the second option, and I think the second option is a lot better, that we are going to promote your book. So when we will be promoting the book, the page you already have, we will be utilizing that page. And from that page, we will be posting small snippets of the book. One thing we can do is... in the book, obviously, you have written the book. You can give me one thing, then you can give me the image of the best parts, the quotes of the book, and we will highlight them to our designing team, and then we will post them. All right? So you don't have to post the pictures of yourself on the page as long as you are not doing it on your own name. And I would suggest that the better strategy is to go for the book's name. So we can go for Persian Wars Books. The name's good. And on the book, we will be introducing you as an author, obviously, but that would be it.
So in other words, I don't have to sort of join Facebook or Twitter and then beg people to join me and please read my post.
No. If you want to do that, obviously you can, but there is no need for it. We will just be giving you the admin access on your Facebook profile, and if you don't have one, you can create it, but you don't have to run it or anything. It would be just to get the ownership of the page, the Facebook page.
Now, another question. You mentioned, if I remember correctly, that you would be adding content on a semi-regular basis.
Yes.
Is that sort of supporting things of interest to the subject of the book or things of interest in general? Or
No. Basically, we're gonna add the content according to your book. For example, we will take a small, there's a character in your book. We'll introduce the character, said this is the character, and he faces this certain situation. Do you know how would he respond? And we will be aligning the creatives. We will take relevant creatives. Like the trailer, in the trailer, there are relevant snippets of people walking and doing. That's where we're going to show people that what's the book's about. All right, and we will also be introducing facts like, do you know that the Persian War One is consists of this storyline, this is the genre, and we will be just telling the people more and more about the book and creating more and more interest that they should read the book. And once the first phase is completed, when the people have read the book, there's a large amount of sales have been done, then we will be building a community. We will be asking questions that who is the character which you like more, this one or that one, and we will be doing polls, and that way we're going to engage in the community.
Yeah.
How does your team verify... I just have one more question. How does your team verify genuine accounts versus bots?
All right, so...
How do you verify what?
Genuine accounts versus artificial accounts.
All right, so the bots that comes in a term, they are just numbers. For example, a person is getting bots or fake followers on an Instagram page. Those people are not going to interact with the content. Those people are not going to like the post. They're not going to comment on the post. But the people that we get on Instagram, we will be getting real people through right targeting, and those people will be shown active on the page. They will be interacting with the post. They will be ordering the book, and they will be doing accordingly as a normal person does. So basically, it's pretty easy how to differentiate a bot within real people or real person.
But as the numbers would grow for like views or Instagram pages, would you be reporting just the active users, or would you just be showing the numbers? Because that's important to know as well. Back to my dad's earlier question, it's one thing to have, 10,000 followers on Instagram, but when only 15 of them are actually buying copies of the books, we need to make sure that we at least have people who are reporting accurate numbers on who's participating. So are you guys transparent about that stuff?
Yes, exactly. We are transparent, and we're going to send you reports on monthly basis or bi-monthly basis, as we all discussed in the package. And those reports are going to include each and everything. They will be indicating what is your following, how many, what is the demographics of the followers, what is your age, which country they belong to mostly. And we will also be telling you the engagement ratio, which post performs the best, how many comments are done on your page, how many likes are done on your page, and how many conversions are going on in your page, how many queries, and we will be telling you each and everything in a monthly report. So in the report, you can realize that this type of content is doing well, and with your expertise, you can also guide us that which things could be best, because obviously you're the author. You guys are the author of the book, so you know more about the book. So you can tell us that which character is the best person in the book and on which we can market. So that's going to do it. And obviously, when you are getting a social media, the main motive is obviously conversions, and there will be conversions. Because when people get to know there's a book, and we will explaining them that this is the book, we will be creating an urge, obviously they're going to buy.
Does your team also solicit user reviews on Amazon or Goodreads or book clubs on Instagram? That's another big component too, is You know, a good way to market books that I found is reach out to people who have Instagram book accounts or book review accounts and you know, ask them to write reviews. And that's usually it's sort of personalized community engagement too. So what's your process there?
Yes, actually, the term for this process is called influencer marketing, and we also offer influencer marketing. There are some tiers of influencer. For example, there's a person who has got 10 to 15K followers, and he's a book promoter, so we can reach to him, and we have a lot of them in our loop, and we are working with them on a regular basis. So we have basically different tiers. There's a tier one who have the following of 10 to 15,000, and then there's a tier two who have the following of around 100,000 to 500,000, then there's a tier 3 who have the following in millions. So obviously, those influencers, they charge us, and since we have a good relation with them, and obviously we are working with a lot of clients, so we are promoting all of them, and the most of them on them, so we will be doing that for you too.
The book is also, we you know, given the subject matter, given the region, we also want to make sure that the marketing also reflects the international component of the book. And so any reviewers or influencers that you just named, you know, ideally if there are Middle Eastern ones or Persian ones specifically, you know, that would certainly be a priority, and we think a great way to, you know, promote that this is also celebrating a specific culture. So do any of those people that you have offhand, are they Middle Eastern or cultural specific, or what are some of the names of the book review influencers you work with?
Actually, we have a lot of names. In fact, I have a complete list of all the influencers we work with. So basically, the thing is that when you get on board with us, I'm going to share your form with you. And that form is going to include all the details you want your market to be focused on. So it will have a section of unique selling points. So on that, you will be writing in detail what is the unique selling points of your book. And apart from that, there will be a problem on there will be a section in which you will be setting the demographics, in which you will be said that which area you want to target the most. And accordingly, after analyzing all of your things you have provided to us, we will be taking out influencers according to that. And once we have done that, we will be promoting the book, and we will not be doing that on a same day basis or as we get on board. First of all, we will be building up the page, and when the page is built, gradually the page will be increasing, and at that time when we have enough following on the page, we're going to come up with influencers. So we will be doing collaborative posts too, and those posts, they are like a person posts on his account, and the same post is also present on your Instagram account. So that way there's a single post, and those posts are going to drive audience from their pages to your pages, the people who will be interested in your book.
Okay.
Okay, now I have a couple of questions, or the multi-part question. I submit that, you know, social media is, you know, the greatest thing since sliced earth, and everybody loves it, and everybody, you know, become billionaires off of it, or so on and so forth. I remain skeptical because I think a lot of it is hype, and if it is not hype, it doesn't work for me. I know that advertising of any kind is sort of a shot in the dark. It's a roll of the dice. But is there any way I can sort of get some quantitative results for people who have spent time advertising? Specifically, I've already spent $15,000 on the first book. I've sold maybe 200 copies, 50 of them I bought myself. Now, in order to recoup that investment, I would need to have sold at least 2,000 copies. And if I spend another $15,000 on book two, now I have to sell 2,000 copies of each book to just come out even, make back what I've already spent. Is there any quantitative way of reassuring you that it does, or does it remain a roll of the dice?
And so basically the thing is that I know you have spent thousands of dollars on your first copy. But the problem is that the money you have spent, people don't know about it. Now your product is ready, but unfortunately, you are not able to market it correctly. So you have a product, the product is extremely good, but as long as people don't know about it, you're not going to get sales. So the main thing,
yeah.
The
product... Another thing that I'm skeptical about is everybody still says, oh, you have to hire an influencer, pay them $80,000 for them to put it and they promote it on their site. And how are they going to get out of the thing? It looks like you know, it's going to snowball into a humongous investment for a few dozen copies sold.
No. Actually, you see, there is a perfect time for everything. When there's a time, obviously, I know there are some influencers who are extremely expensive. I know that. But we're not going to move towards them in the first phase. We're going to move towards them when, for example, 5,000 copies or 10,000 copies of your e-book has been sold. Then when we're moving towards making you the best-selling author, then that is the time to take help of those influencers. Because obviously when a business is going to start giving you return, then you will be expanding the business, all right? So I'm not going to suggest you to spend that kind of huge amount of money in the initial phase, no. When the business is getting set up gradually, everything is increasing, that's the time to spend that money. When you have earned that money or earn more than the amount you are spending through selling these books, that would be the time.
Again, sort of this cost-benefit analysis, I believe in real estate development. I believe in spending a dollar making it look like 10. Now this sounds to me like I'm spending $10, but maybe get a quarter of it back.
No.
That's my hesitation,
All right, I understand. So basically the thing is that social media marketing is a gradual process. We have set up your pages, consider it as a newly opened shop, all right? So in the shop, starting the sales are low, and obviously you have to get their stocks up. But gradually, when people know more and more about that thing, the sales are going to increase. And there comes a time when on a daily basis, because we'll be doing the social media marketing on a global level. So on daily basis, I have clients that there are 300 to 400 orders of books in a single day. So I have those clients. So it's another.
Do you have examples of people who have spent money on social advertising and corresponding to increasing their sales?
Obviously, we have a complete portfolio ready, and I can show it to you. No worries
okay.
About that.
Could you point that to me so I get some kind of a demonstration that it is a cost-effective investment?
Obviously. You see, the thing is that you have spent, I'm saying it again, that you spend a huge amount of money. So obviously, when people don't know about the book, how are they going to buy it? All right? So obviously, there is a return in this investment. And it will be a gradual process, I repeat, a gradual process, but you're going to see results. And so
yeah.
I will be sharing you with the portfolio. I will be sharing you some links of our current clients. And
okay, I really appreciate it, yes. Things other than advertising on TV, mm-hmm. I was struggling with this, and I signed up for a session first company, and look, I'm now walking with sunset, and, the balloons are flying in the air. And it's... it's a quantitative demonstration.
So basically, then I'll share you some links with you. You will get the idea of the creative zero.
Okay.
So we're not going to make balloons fly in the air, obviously, but there will be things that will be the engaging content. Because you see, when a person is using social media, he's tapping his fingers so fast and he's scrolling down the feed. So our content, the visual should be that a person stops on a screen and sees, what is this post about? Because it should be appealing. It should urge the person to stop and look. And that's what we believe in, that we will make the person stop and look. And when the person sees the post, he's going to hear the name, the person's wall. He's going to know about the...
Yeah, but that's our theory.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure that the whole world points to it as being very, very effective. I remain skeptical because I cannot connect a book about Persians with Kim Kardashian's $100 million followers. I think it's two different markets altogether, and that's why I remain skeptical. And now, is there enough mass of people that would then know about this book to make the investment worthwhile? I'm not saying that it doesn't, but I remain skeptical that there is enough. It's if I was in the marketing, the new lip gloss or mini skirt or something like that, maybe. But this is kind of a very, very niche, and I don't know if that's my hesitation. And again, the market, I don't. But for this product, it's kind of carve out very much of a niche within a niche to get enough people to be interested in. And then the question is, what is the best and most cost-effective way of getting that, the core of the groups that would be interested in A, reading, B, in foreign cultures, and C, in speaking the Persian, ethnic groups?
Well, obviously, there are...
The two don't seem to connect for me, in my mind. A book about Persians in exile or within Iran, which is a kind of a strange, exotic place anyway, does not match the Cardi B and Kim Kardashian world of Instagram and social media marketing and everything that editors are called all over for.
Right, so basically the thing is that a lot of people, there are thousands, millions of people who read books, and most of them, the people are reading e-books. And so how they do the purchase is they're going to just order the book, and they don't worry about the thing that who has written the book. We just have to attract the audience that this book is a good read. All right. So all the main thing the person looking for is a good read. He is investing his money. He has to know that this book would be worth my time. That worth my time and worth my money. So we just have to tell people that, all right? And the topic, when we will be indulging authors, for example, the best-selling authors of all time is the Harry Potter series, all right? And the Harry Potter series, when we are imagining, obviously all the characters and everything comes into our minds by just listening to the name, all right? But the marketing of that, at the point that was the person was holding a six, they were showing magic in the posters, they were showing magic in the pose. So that way the people know that this book is about magic, and they were interested in magic because there were not much books about that niche at that time. So that way, then we will be showing people that what this book is about, we will be using the creative, the most compelling creative, and we will be using the fonts, using the creatives, and the main thing is about the copy, the graphics, the whole element is as like it would define the book. And when all these things are done, obviously people are going to be attracted to the book. All right, and when they were attracted, they know that this is worth their time and money, they're going to buy it. And we just have to tell them that this book is worth your time and money. And basically, this is a funnel. For example, 1 million people knows about your book, 80,000 or 800,000, they're going to take interest in the book, and it would go lesser and lesser. So, for example, I'm going to show your book.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So, do you guys have any more questions regarding the proposal or any confusions?
Yeah.
So,
I suggest sending me as much of the quantitative cost benefit analysis of social media marketing for this kind of a product that you can get your hands on, and then a specific proposal. How much for how many months or how many periods or whatever,
yes.
And then specifically what I have to do. I don't want to keep talking. I hate social media. I spent 6 years. I only have 263 Instagram followers. It would have been 300 if people hadn't dropped me. But people do drop me. And, so I don't want to have to. What makes me think I'm going to have some more than that on Facebook and more than that on Twitter?
All right.
So I remain skeptical for me.
All right, I understand.
We understand that this is a different process, and I hear everything you're saying. Let's just wrap things up here with just leaving it off at, please, yes, send us a portfolio on past sales. We can have some data to comb through. I'd also please request a list of any of the top book influencers that you have relationships with. We can get assess what y'all's reach is. And then also outline, please, a budget. We need to know exactly how much is going to get us what working with you guys.
All right. So Sheldon will be showing a proposal, the portfolio, and everything regarding the finances with you guys. And obviously, so I'm just going to – all right. So Sheldon is just going to be back. Just hang on a minute. I'm going to transfer the call back to Sheldon. I think he's going for a break or something.
Segueing into the status of the book, it should be finished. You've had all the pieces, and I think the picture that you showed in your thing, I think maybe enlarging the figures on the book too, bringing it closer to the Persian Wall, so it's not a two separate thing, would still look better. So maybe they're making it larger than you already have and bringing it down. That's my only comment, aesthetic comment. Other than that, is there anything else that you need from me?
We'll transfer to Sheldon, I think, right?
Yeah. Sheldon here.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, I'm just asking whether there's anything else that's missing as far as the physical parts of the book that necessary to have it published. I just noticed the cover page. I think you enlarged the figures of the two women a bit. It needs to be larger. It needs to be a bit more or lower somehow.
Okay.
Because it looks like it's connected the way you know.
I remember the last month you wanted me to increase the size of the models, right?
The books I commented that if the image is slightly larger so that it kind of reads as one with a square, it will visually look better. The composition will be better. I try to do a mock-up and send it to you, but that's my only comment about that.
I did increase that.
You already have my feedback.
Yeah, I already have that. That was the last conversation. And according, if I remember correctly, you did send me the acknowledgement and you did send me the the back cover description, right? I have already.
You have the back cover description, you have the acknowledgement. No dedication this time.
Yeah.
Introduction. I don't think it's necessary at all.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that is. I think I'll be able to give you something completely concrete on Monday. Or do you want it early?
Fine. As long as there's nothing missing from my end.
Yeah, there's nothing missing from your end.
Well, Sheldon, can I interject? Could you please make a note to make sure that my dad's name appeared on the spine of the book cover? It wasn't on Volume 1, and we're kind of confusing why.
Yes.
That's very important.
Yeah, it's missing on the first one.
Author name on the spine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I just made a small note of that as well. Okay, perfect. So, author name on the spine, and you want it written in the same way, I assume, the gold font that's already on.
Yeah.
It appears on the cover, it should appear on the spine.
Okay, it appears in the... Okay, got it.
And it'd be better if that's also on gold, and the volume next to it, and then diamond acrylic after that, in white. Just look at the front.
Okay, so you want that on the spine as well. I'll look into that, and I'm going to do...
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. So, by the way, since I had to walk away mid-call. I just came back during the end of it. So I couldn't, you know, get my the parts. What do you think? Give me your insight. Both of you.
Yeah, where we left it at is, you know, if you can access some sort of cost benefit analysis of books that you have access to or you produce or in general is available, that I can, you know, sort of have a better understanding of the
work,
you know, of the investment.
Okay.
The kind of return on investment.
Okay.
Aspects of it.
Yeah, we need specifics on what your social media reach is, the list of the top influencers that you have relationships with. We need a portfolio that shows data on how your marketing has affected sales of previous projects. And we also need just a rough number of costs and time frame. Because, you know, like, because I mean, candidly, like we're discussing whether we need this since we already have sort of our own social media channels and the qualifying factors are going to be whether Gnome specifically has enough reach that we don't have as a differentiator to justify the cost.
Ah, I do understand that. By the way, one more thing, I'm not sure if it was mentioned or not, but I looked it up myself as well. You have your own Instagram and Facebook page, correct?
No Facebook page, just Instagram.
You're on Facebook page, you have an Instagram, right?
Instagram and YouTube.
Instagram and YouTube, yeah. YouTube is the one where you have the trailer uploaded, correct?
Yes.
There's also a questionnaire, like a small question Q&A.
Yes, an interview that I filmed with my dad.
Yeah. I was nice, I saw that. So we can actually help you out on those as well. We won't necessarily, if you have something running by yourself on a platform as well, we won't necessarily have to make another because it just causes confusion. So
I agree.
Yeah, what we're going to do if in case that happens, if you take over, let's say, your Instagram, because we don't believe in, you know, advertising with our name. We believe in advertising the name of the book or the author, right? Because that would make more sense. It would be your problem. Otherwise, you know, it causes confusion on who owns it and who has what. So it makes sense.
No, I know. And by the way, I should also clarify. I don't necessarily mean what does the Gnome name have in terms of reach, but I genuinely just mean like your personal relationship. You know, like that. If you're talking about influencers, it's important to know who specifically, how many followers they have, and how close you guys are, because you know I work in an industry where it's all about relationships and reach, and people are constantly relying on each other for spread the word on shows and for brand recognition and all that. So I understand that you guys may not have your own specific brand, you know, as big as, you know, a Simon & Schuster or HarperCollins. I appreciate that. But you know, it's just important that in terms of, because also frankly, like, you know, we also went with the option for the last book to use the articles to be published across different things. And candidly, Sheldon, like when we took a look at the list of publications I was going out to, I didn't recognize one of them. You know, these are very obscure publications, and I just want to make sure that we share the same sort of like vocabulary and standards for who are meaningful influencers and what are meaningful platforms.
Okay, I understand that. And so basically, what you're looking for is what our reach is in terms of influencers and what is, as Bhavan said, cost-benefit analysis and basically a portfolio.
Exactly, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can work on that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I'm
going to
probably get back to you on this by next week because this is going to take some time to formulate.
The timing goes. I'm not rushing. A lot of people who started the book haven't even finished yet. So there's kind of there's a balance between giving the people enough chance to kind of, you know, absorb the book and, you know, be ready for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of the coin is not wait too long that people forget about it altogether.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's why actually I approached you with this, and I know that initially for book one, the articles, as Arsalan says, that in terms of the articles and blogs that were originally done, I'm not sure about those, because in terms of book one, I was not available at that time, so I didn't have a project. But I'll look into it myself.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's all hypothetical. But, you know, if we had a fixed budget, and that budget could either go to 50 publications that I've never heard of, or one publication that everyone knows and is prestigious, it's much more strategically sound, in my opinion, to go for the one that is more recognized. So.
True, I understand
that you're also sort of going for like a quantity wide reach approach, but in this specific case, you know, we're definitely going to be incentivized by you know, brand and prestige than anything else.
I understand.
And instead, I must reiterate what I already told you. I honestly think this is the first time since you came in. It's the first time that I feel like, you know, somebody is taking a personal interest in this project. So I really appreciate your work on this, your dedication to it, at least seemingly the dedication to it. And so don't think that I'm oblivious to it or that it goes unappreciated.
Thank you so much, Bob. That means a lot.
Hopefully,
likewise.
As your adoptive baby, and make something out of it.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. That's why I got to the person I actually.
Oh, by the way,
I forgot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm coming in New York on the 7th to the 11th of April. That's April, a couple of weeks.
Wait.
So
you're coming on.
I'm arriving on Thursday the 7th, and I'll be leaving on Monday the 11th. Just a weekend to see some friends and family.
7th. Okay.
If you're available, look at grab drinks, you know, maybe Friday night or something like that, Friday afternoon after work.
Oh, I think I can make some. Yeah, I think I'll be available during that time if nothing comes up.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I really do.
Yeah.
I'd be delighted.
I'll be looking. I'd love to meet you as well.
And so pencil it down. I would imagine, you know, going to the Algonquin.
Cool. It'd be a good meeting. Hopefully, we can meet up.
I think I've earned my attendance at the Algonquin Bar.
Ooh, what's next?
You know that used to be the literary place. And all the people hung out in the Algonquin Bar.
Yes.
It's the 8th hotel now, but I hope they still have drinks.
Someday.
Okay.
Well,
again, I went to no problem next week, or I hear from you next week. And have a good weekend, and good luck with all the other ones.
Thank you. I'm going to get back to you next week with the proposals and the portfolio, okay? And I'll also look towards seeing, this is not really in my own control, but I'll talk to finances and see what we can do for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, when you get a chance, you have to just send a consistent phone number.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Anything else I can do for you guys?
No, we're good. Thanks, Eldon.
Perfect.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll stay on text with you, Bahman and Arsalan. I'll drop a text to both of you,
okay,
on the phone, so we can keep in contact on personal numbers as well. But yeah, I'll get back to you next week, okay? With the book finalized and hopefully with the portfolio, okay?
Great.
Okay.
Have a good day, Bahman.
Thanks, Arsalan.
Welcome.
Bye. Thank you. You too.